That's the last one. Thanks, Henry. Uh-oh. When Fred laughs like that, it usually means trouble. Fred! Fred, what's so funny?
Gino! He's trying to get out to bury his bone!
Well, don't just stand there. Help him out.
Okay. Oh, that's Dino. Always at the bury a bone.
Let's ride with the family down the street through the courtesy of Fritz and Pete. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba dabba do time, a dabba do time. We'll have a gay old time.
Come on, honey, eat the nice cactus mush. Open your mouth; it's good for you, Pebble, full of nice calcium and vitamins. See how Mummy likes it? Yum, 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 yum. Cactus mush is so good. Oh, Pebbles. Fred, would you feed Pebbles her mush? She always cleans her bowl up for you.
Well, I don't stand for any nonsense. I'm fine.
Good. While you're feeding Pebbles, I'll clean off the table.
All right. Come on, little Pebbly Poo. Eat your mush. Come on, Pebbles. It's... Say, that is good. They're making this kitty food better all the time. What is that elusive flavor? Sassafras root? Oh, no, that's not it. It must be something new. Delicious.
How's Pebbles doing with her mush, Fred? Why, it's empty. Oh, you certainly have a way with her, Fred. Gosh, Fred, isn't that frustrating? She's trying to tell me something and I can't understand her. Oh, I'll be glad when she can talk.
Talk? Oh, boy. That'll be the day.
That'll be fine. See you later. That was Betty. She and Barney are coming over.
Well, that's hardly a newsflash. They're over here every night. Why can't they stay home where they belong?
Oh, Fred, they love Pebbles and want to see her.
I know, but that Barney is sickening about it. He makes a complete fool of himself with his nutty actions. Look, Pebbles, I'm a bird. I'm a horsey. Look, Pebbles, I'm an upside-down cake.
Oh, Fred, you've made Pebbles cry.
Well, it just shows she's getting wise to that hokey stuff of Barney.
There, baby, don't cry.
When Barney goes into his act tonight and Pebbles cries, I'll grab him and give him a deep six right out the front door.
Hiya, folks.
Hi, Wilma.
Hiya, Pebbles. Here's your Uncle Barney. Where's Fred?
Behind the door, I think, Barney.
Hiya, Fred. What are you doing there?
Playing hide and seek. What else?
Well, if you say so. But you look a little silly, Fred.
Come to Aunt Betty, Pebbles.
Hey, look, Pebbles. I'm a bird.
Run, 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 run!
Hey, look, Pebbles. I'm a horsey. Hey, look, Pebbles. I'm an upside-down cake.
Pebbles gets a real charge out of Barney. You know, when Fred does that, Pebbles cries.
Hey, now watch, Pebbles.
Barney.
Just a minute, Fred. I've got to do more stunts for Pebbles.
First, there's a little stunt you're going to do for me.
What's that, Fred?
Get out of here!
Fred!
Out, out, out!
Hey, what are you trying to say, Fred?
And stay out!
I'll I'll have you know I'm Pebbles' godfather.
I'm seeing my lawyer about that in the morning.
But, Fred, you don't understand.
Mrs. Rubble, may I have my baby?
Of course, Fred.
Thank you. Now get out of my house!
Come on, Betty. I can tell when we're not welcome.
Get your own baby and leave mine alone.
Frederick Flintstone, that was the most disgraceful performance I have ever seen in my life. Give me that baby.
But Wilma, I...
Thank goodness she's too young to understand. I wouldn't want her to know her father made our best friends feel bad just because we've been blessed with a child and they have not.
Well, I just... I only... Oh, Wilma, you're right. I'm a heel.
No, you're not really, Fred. You're jealous, thoughtless, loudmouth, overbearing, quick-tempered, possessive, but not a heel.
You're right, Wilma. I'll go right over and apologize to Betty and Barney. I am sorry.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah?
I love you, Fred.
Oh, boy, am I ever a lucky guy to have Wilma and Pebbles. A guy that's jealous, thoughtless, and all the rest doesn't deserve such luck.
Oh, Dada, buddy, Fred didn't mean it.
I know. We've been over there every night since Pebbles came. He should have told us off long ago.
Yeah, that's right. We're so anxious to have a baby, we take it out on Fred and Wilma.
Aye, Betty. Barney, me and my big mouth. Will you forgive me? I'm a heel.
It was our fault, too, Fred.
You're no heel, Fred.
I'll say not.
You're jealous, thoughtless, loudmouthed, overbearing, and possessive.
You forgot quick-tempered.
Yeah, that too.
But you're no heel, Fred.
Gee, thanks. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, Fred. Look, Barney, a falling star.
Yeah.
Ooh, make a wish quick, Barney.
A wish?
They say if you wish on a falling star, your wish will come true.
No kidding. What did you wish for, Betty? Huh? What?
I can't tell you. It'd spoil the wish. And don't tell me your wish either, Barney.
I won't. But I bet you've all guessed what we both wished for.
I'll be glad when real roosters develop. I'll sleep in every morning.
Did you get the morning paper, Barney?
Okay, Betty. Well, will wonders never cease? The newsboy finally put the paper on a porch. The Bedrock Dodgers blew another one last night. Oh, no, not another basket full of kittens. Hey, that's no kitten. A baby. Oh, gee. If I'd have known that's all there was to getting a baby, I'd have wished on a fallen star long ago. Hey, Betty, look!
I can't right now. How do you want your egg this morning?
Congratulations, Betty. You are a mother.
That's not funny, Barney.
Well, look!
Huh?
Now I know how it feels to be hatched.
Barney, will you please stop with the falling star stuff?
But we both wished, Betty. That's what gave it the double whammy, the zoom, zoom.
Oh, Barney, that's not our baby. He belongs to someone. Here's a note in the basket. Please take good care of Bam Bam.
Bam Bam? That's an odd name.
He is an orphan and needs a good home and the peaceful surroundings of Bedrock. Whee! Oh, Barney, we've got our very own baby.
Hey, look, Betty. This must belong to Bam Bam.
No, it couldn't. He'd never be able to lift it.
This must be what he wants. Oh, he's all boy, that fella.
Isn't he darling?
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam.
Stop him, Barney.
Bam, bam, bam.
No, Bam Bam, don't do that.
Barney, don't speak mean to him. Reason with him.
Okay, Now, Bam Bam, you mustn't hit anything with your... Ouch! Hey, let go of my finger!
Barney, are you all right?
Yeah. Well, now I know how he got the name of Bam Bam. He's all muscle.
Hey, Barney, you going to work today or not?
Oh, sorry I'm late, Fred. I was playing with a baby.
Well, that's no excuse for... Hey, hold it. What baby?
Our baby, Betty's and mine. Our son arrived this morning.
Well, congratulations. But you could have let a guy in on it, you know.
Oh, thanks, Fred. Hey, let's get going.
Hey, Bond, come back here. We're taking the day off. We got to celebrate your son's arrival. Wait till I get Wilma. Wilma! Wilma!
Oh, Freddy makes a big deal out of every little thing. Hey, I'm a father.
Betty Rubble, you little sphinx. How close mouth can you get? But Wilma, the baby, was only found on the doorstep about 20 minutes ago. Didn't Barney tell Fred?
No. Found? Doorstep?
Uh-huh. Here's the note that came with him.
He's an orphan. Good home. Bam Bam?
He's named that for a good reason, too.
I suppose the girls will all get together for a baby shower.
Oh, no. That's out. No showers. He's a bathtub kid for a couple of years yet. Right, Bam Bam?
Bam Bam?
Yeah, that's his name, Fred. And it fits him.
Fits him? That's ridiculous.
Oh, I'll show you. Let him hold your finger.
Okay, here.
Hey! Oh, the Bam Bam's real strong for a baby, huh, Fred?
Bam Bam's real strong, period.
Since you want to keep Bam Bam, you should adopt him legally, Betty.
Oh, we are. We're going down to the Child Welfare Authority this afternoon.
Good. Oh, Barney, put Bam Bam on the floor next to Pebbles.
Oh, do you think we should?
Well, okay, but suppose Bam Bam doesn't like Pebbles.
If they're going to be neighbors, we've got to find out.
Miss Pebbles Flintstone, I'd like to present Mr. Bam Bam Rubble. Hey, they like each other.
How about that?
I think Pebbles has a crush on Bam Bam.
I'll say. She's following him out into the yard.
Oh, isn't that cute? I'll say. Look, Betty. Bam Bam's trying to teach Pebbles to walk.
Phew. That was close.
They're going into the next yard.
Say, isn't that where that mean cat lives?
That's right.
Oh, boy. Wow, did you see that?
Bam Bam saved Pebbles.
That's my boy who did that.
Drive slower, Barney. I don't want Bam Bam shook up.
But Wilma and Fred will be waiting for us.
Let them wait. Now, please slow down.
Well, okay. But if I go any slower, I'll be backing up.
Child Welfare Authority. Well, this is it.
It's sure taking Betty and Barney a long time to get here.
Well, Betty wouldn't let Barney drive on the freeway, so he's probably sneaking down every goat path so little Bam Bam won't get hurt.
Oh, here they come now.
Yep, slow but sure.
Hiya, Wilma. Fred?
It's about time you got here.
Oh, yeah, I know, but you can't make much time on those goat paths.
You see, I wasn't kidding. Well, let's go adopt your baby.
Betty and Barney have been in with the counselor over an hour.
Yeah, how long does it take to adopt a baby, anyhow?
We want to do everything according to law, ma'am.
Well, the law is that the baby is a ward of the City of Bedrock until your application for adoption has been processed and your character qualifications have been thoroughly checked.
Does that mean we'll have Bam Bam back soon?
Well, I'd say the probabilities are excellent. All right, orderly, you can take the baby now. You should be hearing from us in about a week.
Goodbye, Bam Bam.
Yeah, we'll spring you soon, son. Hey, real cute baby, eh?
You see one, you've seen them all.
Oh, yeah? Well, this baby is different.
You'd have to show me.
Oh, he'll show you. Let him squeeze your finger. He's a lot different.
Okay, kid, squeeze my finger.
Come on, Barney.
Yeah, just a minute, Betty. I bet that wise guy thinks Bam Bam's different now.
Don't feel too bad about leaving Bam Bam, Betty.
Yeah, you'll have him back before you know it. Hi, Wilma. I'm home. Any news about Bam Bam yet?
No, and it's been a week. I guess they're still investigating Barney's character.
Oh, brother, what a job. I keep opening things I don't like the taste of. Tooey.
I sure hope Barney passes his character test.
He's a cinch for that. Look out the window.
Huh? Window? I see what you mean. He's helping an old lady across the street.
He's been doing it all day. Same old lady. He's paying her $10 a day.
But he's taking no chances. He sure wants Bam Bam back.
What? Our application is denied. But... Oh, dear. Barney! Barney!
Here I am, Betty.
I just had a call from the Child Authority.
Well, when do we get Bam Bam?
We don't. They're giving Bam Bam to someone else.
Someone else?
Oh, dear. I just knew this job wasn't going to be steady.
Don't feel so bad, Betty. There will be other falling stars.
I don't want falling stars. I want Bam Bam.
Yeah. Come on, Betty. We'll go down to the Child Authority and see about this. They won't get away with this. We demand our baby Bam Bam back.
You said we'd get him.
I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Rubble, but there was a prior application for the first boy we took in.
Prior application?
Yes. And you may rest assured, Bam Bam will be well taken care of. The man who is adopting Bam Bam is very well to do. He's one of the Stonyfeller family.
Stonyfeller?
How about that? Our son will be a millionaire one day. Oh, he sure made a success fast. Bam Bam Stonyfeller. Wow, a millionaire son.
Oh, come on home.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He won't be ours.
I think you should get a lawyer and fight this, Betty.
How can we fight the rich Stonyfellers?
They're the same as anybody else in the eyes of the court. And the Child Authority plays no favorites because of wealth.
Wilma, you're right. Barney and I are getting a lawyer.
So that's why we want an attorney at law, Mr. Brontoburger.
Well, from what you tell me, we have a good chance to recover the child on the grounds of nulli forfendi.
Nulli forfendi?
What's nulli forfendi mean, Mr. Burger?
It's simple. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Well, here we are. Municipal Court.
Oh, I'm so nervous, Wilma.
Me too, Betty.
Oh, look, isn't that Mr. Stonyfeller's car? So that's the fabulous Mr. Stonyfeller.
He looks like a nice man.
Yes, sir, Mr. Stonyfeller.
Thank you, George. I won't need you for a couple of hours.
I guess those people have their problems, too.
Yeah, but one of them isn't money.
The Municipal Court of Bedrock is now in session.
Case of child custody. Rubble versus Stonyfeller. Are the plaintiffs ready?
Mr. and Mrs. Rubble are ready, Your Honor. Judge Stonyfeller.
Judge Stonyfeller? It's a big family. But he's the judge.
You won't find any of them shoveling coal. Now look, there's nothing to worry about. The judge is mad at his brother.
Order in the court. Are the defendants ready?
I'm ready, but my wife was ill and had to go to the doctor, and my lawyer hasn't showed up yet.
You were always disorganized as a kid, and you still are.
You hear that, Betty? The judge is on our side.
We're sure to win now.
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
We've lost the case.
Why? What are you talking about?
Look who his lawyer is. It's Harry Masonry. He never loses a case.
Well, don't take it so hard, Mr. Bronto Burger. There's always a first time, and maybe this is it.
You are rather well fixed financially, are you not, Mr. Stonyfeller?
Yes. Some people put it, I'm loaded.
So, you would be able to provide a good home and support a son, Exhibit A?
Oh, yes. My son, Exhibit A, as you call him, will have the best of everything.
Oh, I object! His name is Bam Bam, not Exhibit A.
Order in the court. We have not established the name of Exhibit A. Order in the court.
Henceforth, Exhibit A will be known as Bam Bam.
I quite agree, Your Honor. I'd like next to call Mr. Rubble.
Mr. Rubble, take the stand.
Now, you found Bam Bam on your doorstep, did you not, Mr. Rubble?
Yeah, I found him in a basket.
Where were you on the night of July 10th of last year?
July the 10th? July the 10th, I was, my memory fails me.
Your memory fails you, Suppose your memory failed you just when it was time for the baby to be fed. That little baby could go hungry for days, Mr. Rubble.
Gosh.
Masonry is trying to make him look like a monkey.
And doing a good job. Look.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Thank you so much, Mr. Masonry.
You're welcome, Mr. Stonyfeller.
Mr. Stonyfeller, your wife is on the phone. She's calling from the doctor's office.
Thank you. Would you hold Bam Bam for me, Mr. Masonry? I'll go tell Mrs. Stonyfeller the good news.
My pleasure, sir.
Mr. Masonry, could I hold him just once more, please?
Certainly, Mr. Rubble. Here you are. I understand how you must feel.
So long, Bam Bam. Be a good boy for your new dad. Maybe I could visit you sometime.
Mr. Masonry, Mrs. Stonyfeller just told me the doctor said we're going to have our own baby. So the only fair thing to do is to let that nice Mr. Rubble have Bam Bam. Goodbye.
Is it true, Mr. Masonry?
Can the Rebels have Bam Bam?
Legally theirs!
One at a time, please. First, here he is. He's all yours, Mrs. Rubble, legally and permanently.
Oh, how wonderful!
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Oh, Barney, isn't it terrific? Barney? Where's Barney?
There he is, outside. He didn't get the good news.
Life just isn't worth living. Not without my little Bam Bam.
We gotta stop him. He's liable to do something nutty.
Oh, poor Barney. He's heartbroken.
Goodbye, cruel wild.
Barney, wait. Give me that rope. It turned out Mr. Stonyfeller's wife is expecting her own baby. So Bam Bam is yours.
No kidding. Well, I guess I won't be needing this rock anymore.
Oh!
Thanks for saving my life, Fred. I almost made a big mistake.
Yeah. And saving your life was my big mistake.
Say hello to Uncle Fred, Bam Bam. He may look all wet, but he's really a nice guy.
Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight. Then time.